One of the world's most famous 20th century psychics, Edgar Cayce, was born the son of a farmer in 1877. At the age of 7, Cayce was almost knocked out when hit by a baseball. In a semi-conscious state, he told his parents to prepare a strange concoction. He then asked them to rub it into a space between his head and neck. His parents humored their son, but his strange medicine worked. In the morning, he had made a complete recovery. Cayce was a poor student. As a young boy, he claimed to have a vision of a woman with wings who told him that, if you can sleep a little, we can help you. Falling asleep with a school book as a pillow, he claimed to wake up having learned everything inside the book. At the age of 21, Edgar learned to place himself into a sleep-like trance where he claimed his mind was free to wander anywhere in space or time. He called this realm the universal consciousness, where he could access knowledge to heal people. People persuaded Edgar to use his gift to help people. He would enter a trance and then respond with specific solutions to his patients' health problems. His clients included President Woodrow Wilson, Marilyn Monroe, and Thomas Edison. Edgar didn't just serve the rich and famous. He offered a not-for-profit service, and some say he helped over 6,000 people. He was dubbed the Miracle Man of Virginia Beach. He was also known as the Sleeping Prophet and father of holistic medicine. During his trances, Edgar would refer to himself as we instead of I. With a voice as clear as a bell, he would display great learning on many subjects. In his sleep-like state, the man who had only a 9th-grade education could speak in 24 different languages. During his trances, he would often offer predictions. Edgar is credited with foretelling the beginning and ending of both world wars. He is also thought to have predicted the stock market crash of 1927 and the death of JFK. Cayce did have his critics. Some called him a fraud. Others point to the predictions he made that didn't come true. For example, he said that in 1958, an ancient death ray that had been used to destroy Atlantis would be discovered. Nevertheless, Cayce believed that we are all psychic and have the ability to connect with the power of the universal consciousness for gaining health and knowledge. His legacy lives on in 35 centers and 2 schools around the world that celebrate his life and teaching.